Hope Bainsmith knew when her phone rang that morning and her mother's name popped up on the display that it wasn't going to be a good day. The woman hadn't bothered to call her for years, had taken no interest in her life other than the monthly medical tests Hope was required to take. So, the phone call that morning caused her no small amount of concern. Hitting the phone key, she answered the call with a short, less than welcoming, "What do you want?"
"Have you seen Wolf?"
The demand wasn't what she expected. Hope's knees weakened at the question as she collapsed into the kitchen chair next to her, stilling the pain that raged in her chest.
Wolf.
Her hand touched the mark at her upper shoulder, her body throbbing in remembrance. It was that mark that made the monthly tests necessary, an odd quirk of nature, given by a man that was created by science. The small bite had allowed a minute amount of an unknown hormone into her blood. It marked her pheromones and acted as a very mild aphrodisiac. She had been in arousal hell ever since. Hence the reason for monthly medicals.
"Wolf's dead, Mother. Remember?"
She reminded the creature who spawned her, unable to mask the pain that raged through her at the knowledge.
"How could I see him?"
There was silence over the line. Hope knew her voice reflected the grief she still lived with on a daily basis. It had been nearly 6 years, but she could still remember with brutal clarity the attack on the labs, the engulfing blaze, and the horrendous screams from those still trapped inside the buildings. Wolf and his small pack had died there, along with Hope's dreams, and the heart she'd given to the wolf breed she'd known all her life.
"We never recovered a body," Dr. Bainsmith reminded her, her cultured voice cool and autocratic. "We recovered none of their bodies, Hope, and there are rumors he and his pack survived."
Rubbing at her forehead, Hope ignored the reminder and the cold, critical voice. She could just see her petite, pretty mother, her black eyes as cold as ice, her Asian features a cool mask of studied indifference as she spoke. Nothing mattered but the project at hand, and nothing else would matter. But Wolf wasn't a project anymore, she wanted to scream. And neither was she.
"There were a lot of bodies you didn't recover," Hope pointed out painfully. "Wolf's dead. Let him rest in peace now. And please don't contact me again."
She hung up the phone carefully, fighting the tears that filled her eyes. The instinctive longing welled inside her at the oddest times. Wolf was dead. No amount of grieving could bring him back. There was no justice to be found, no matter what she did, in his death. Her mother refused to accept it. Wolf was her creation. She considered him and his pack her property. He had defeated her with his death, and Hope knew the other woman could not accept that she would no longer command the army she had envisioned. A pack of savage, intelligent soldiers with the instincts and intelligence of an animal. The world was still in shock, even now, years after the broadcast of the first breeds, felines in that case, announcing their lives. Those men and women, created by science, had been genetically altered with the DNA of savage cats rather than that of the wolves. They had been created to kill, just as Wolf and his pack had been created.
"Disposable soldiers," one announcer had reported.
The breeds, they were called, for want of a better name. It was during the broadcast of that announcement that the labs in Mexico had been raided by Mexican and American agents. It had been a brutal, bloody battle between the agents and the soldiers assigned to protect the labs and the scientists there, one that would have done any drug lord proud. But it wasn't drugs they sought. It was the human experimentations and the scientists and soldiers who made their lives hell that the agents wanted.